At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This week's episode is all about pop culture predictions for 2015. We bust out our crystal ball emoji to predict the future for Taylor, Nicki, Gaga, Beyonce, Rihanna, Xtina, Kelly, Katie, Mariah, and just about everybody else. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Happy New Year, Corey!
Happy New Year.
How are you?
I'm great.
I haven't seen you since last year.
Oh, you are so funny. Are you really laughing that hard at your own joke?
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the people. Because I'm sure I've seen you. Have we seen each other?
I don't know.
I'm sure. How was your New Year's?
It was great. How was yours? You were in Australia.
It was great. Cool.
I had a great New Year's. You I drank. What? I kissed a boy at midnight.
Okay, no need to brag.
Brag.
Well, now that we're in the New Year's, I feel like we have to be moving forward. It's not about 2014 anymore. We're all about 2015.
I'm all about it.
Listen, this is going to be an incredible year, not just for us, but also for pop music, I feel.
Yeah, and pop culture.
So I think today would be an appropriate day to go through some predictions.
Did you bring your crystal ball?
You know I did. You know I did, actually.
I would
You know
love
I have one, right?
No, you do not. Yeah. I know everything you own in your apartment.
That's weird.
I've seen
I guess that's the strangest thing about you.
Okay.
No, I don't have a crystal ball.
Well, I'm hoping.
But I brought my crystal ball emoji.
Oh, perfect.
So I'll be hovering my hand over my iPhone all day.
Is that how you read a crystal ball?
Oh, yes.
You're
like, oh, look at this.
And
oh, my goodness, look at this.
Is that your gypsy voice?
Oh, my. Well, I guess that might be not the proper terminology.
Speaking of gypsies.
Speaking of gypsy, we need to talk about our predictions for Gaga this year.
For 2015?
Hopefully she releases Gypsy.
As a single?
You know what? I have high hopes.
Do you think there's going to be an art pop too?
There have been rumors. I would like them to be trumors.
It's not going to see the light of day, and you know it.
How?
Wasn't there a Born This Way too?
Listen, there's a lot of things that I make up, a lot of rumors that I make up about the Gaga.
Cheek to cheek too?
More cheeks.
Cheek to cheek to cheek to cheek.
Cheek to cheek.
Yeah.
No.
With like two cheeks on two butt cheeks.
Literally, four cheeks. Stop it.
Please.
My Gaga prediction.
Okay.
I would like. I mean, obviously, I need another album. Maybe another Muppet Thanksgiving special. Yeah.
I think after she ruined two Thanksgiving specials, they were like, never again.
She just, what do you mean? Yeah.
The fact that you're hesitating means
I don't understand
you could
mean.
Not defend it. You can't defend it.
No.
Fashion.
The Muppets need her.
Looking good and feeling fine. Did Art Pop come out in 2014 or 2013?
I don't know, truly.
Oh, wow.
I think 2013.
Such a mega fan you are.
Shush your face. No, I would
Like... and her only single in 2014 was GUI.
Here's what I need for Gaga to do. In 2015, whether it's a prediction or not, this is what I need from her. I need her to come out with a new album. I need her to maybe go back to some Fame Monster era vibes.
Yeah.
I need her to get down to business and just do quality pop. You know what? The logistics of the shenanigans, whether it's, you know, wardrobe or performance, can come after the music. As long as she's got the music, do whatever you want.
You know what I see in my crystal ball for her in 2015?
Don't say more jewels and drugs.
I was going to say a wedding.
Well, yeah, I think so.
Gaga wedding.
Oh, my gosh. What a special.
The theme of it's going to be jewels and drugs.
If I don't get invited to this wedding,
yeah,
I'm going to throw a fit.
I also see more tattoos in her future for 2015. I mean, she's really not going to be up to much.
On which side of her body?
both now. You know she's dabbled in both now.
I know. That is so weird of her. You know, well, she made one promise with her father.
I know.
Well, she's probably made some promises.
She broke the promise.
The promise was she'll only tattoo one half of her body, one side. And she went against that promise this year. So anything could happen.
Truly.
Mercury's in retrograde. Is it?
Speaking of people who sing about Mercury in retrograde.
Let's get into Katie. If you need to get to Katie, let's go to Katie.
Well, I mean, we should talk about someone who's going to be relevant in 2015.
Oh, so you want to go back to Gaga? Let's go back to Gaga then. Okay. I can talk about Gaga for 25 more minutes.
No. So Katie's, what are your predictions for her? Get out that crystal ball.
She's going to rule the Super Bowl. It's going to be one of the most viewed Super Bowls. Blah, blah, blah.
Do you think she's going to have like a Janet Jackson scandal moment or like a MIA, like give the middle finger moment? You know, the FDA is just waiting to get all. Is that who it is? The FDA? Or do they do food?
Well, I mean, if she's serving, you know, Teenage Dream era, it would be a lot of, like, candy themes, so it could be food.
FDA.
Yeah.
Who's the ones who hate the TV?
Oh, my God.
I don't care.
Maybe PETA?
No.
No, I don't know.
So now you're talking Roar era.
Maybe she's gonna have some animal abuse in the...
No.
Maybe
she would never.
Maybe she'll do an exorcism.
I would love
that. A little bit of Nicki Minaj.
I would love.
No, I think she's going to do really well at the Super Bowl. I think she's going to have a re-release of Prism just in time for the Super Bowl.
I mean, I think she would re-release
Obviously,
Prism.
She's not an idiot.
Three new singles.
Super Bowl does an effect on your music career. All of your music goes back into the iTunes charts. Everything does really well.
Oh, my gosh.
It would be the perfect time for her to release something. Obviously, she will. She's not an idiot.
A Prism re-release.
Yeah, with
the number one single is going to debut. The first single will debut at number one. That's how she does. This is how she does. You're welcome. We were listening to that on the way here.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's our handshake on tour.
Oh.
You know what I predict? More tour dates.
I thought we were talking about pop queens.
I am a pop queen.
Whoa.
How dare you?
I dare.
Okay, well, so I think we dabbled a little bit in exorcisms. Let's go that route.
Okay. Who?
Nicki Minaj.
She needs an exorcism in 2015.
I think in 2015 she's going to have an exorcism.
What? She just had an album in December.
The power of Christ compels her.
I think she is friends with Northwest, the Antichrist.
I think she's going to feature on a track with the Pope. That's what's happening.
She did that at like the Grammys or something. Remember,
I just brought that up 5 seconds ago.
Please don't yell at me. It's a new year. I thought you were going to be nice to me this year.
I never made that resolution.
Whoa. So Nicki Minaj, I think in 2015 she should drop an album without Pink in the title.
Oh my God. Let's just hope. Maybe she'll go with Mauve.
Oh, the Mauve print.
Oh, Mauve Friday, Mauve Saturday.
What is her obsession with pink?
It's because she's a Barb. She's going to release a Barbie. At least a Bratz doll.
Doesn't she already have both of those?
I don't think so.
She's been in the game this long and calls her fans Barbs and Kendalls and doesn't have either
of
those.
And she has yet to monetize.
Well, I see it in the crystal ball of 2015.
My emoji says, mm-hmm.
Which emoji is that?
The crystal ball!
Oh.
So I think that's going to happen. I think she's going to release another fragrance in that same bottle.
Her bottles are iconic. You hate Nicki Minaj's fragrance bottles?
I mean, it's no Fame by Gaga.
Black bottle, black perfume?
Gaga.
Always Fame. Back to Gaga.
Wait, my favorite? Ugh, I just want to go back to Gaga. When she had that commercial for her fragrance and it was like, Gaga, Fame, Lady Gaga. That's for about 3 weeks. That's all I said.
I was there for those 3 weeks.
I think you avoided me those 3 weeks.
And it was the worst time of my life.
Well, speaking of more fragrances, who else would you like to drop a fragrance?
I think Christina Aguilera could really put out a good fragrance.
What would it be called? Yodel?
Yodel? No, it would be called Say.
Say! With an exclamation mark.
And whenever she sprayed it, she would say, Say!
Say or spray? No,
say.
Say it?
Like literally the commercial.
No, she would say, say it, but also spray it.
No. That's like a child. Christina Aguilera is going to be walking around her like apartment with her perfume.
Say!
Spraying it and just saying, say. She should actually do that.
Yeah, Christina, I know you're listening.
I'm tweeting. When this episode comes out, I'm tweeting at her. Remind me to tell Christina that I have $1 million idea for her.
You know what I need her to do?
a lot.
Go back in time and fix. She did this one Christmas song that is always coming up on my playlist.
I love her Christmas album.
She's trying too much.
Chica with like runs and stuff.
There I was.
Have you heard any Christina Aguilera album?
Yes, I have. So maybe in 2015 I want less runs, more say.
Christina. More say. Mm-hmm. You don't say.
I do say.
Do you think she'll drop a new album in 2015? Fighters are ready.
The question is, do we need a new album from Christina in 2015?
It's the opposite of Bionic. Bionic!
Bionic!
If it's the opposite of Bionic and Lotus.
Bionic, I the could, Moth Prince.
I could be into that.
You could be
on into it. That. I could be on it. Mm. Bionic and Lotus.
You know what? I loved Bionic. And I loved Lotus. Rise, Lotus, rise.
Lotus had a few good songs. She should just do something very stripped and, like, acoustic-y. Quit trying to be the next Gaga.
Okay. Well, speaking of Gaga, let's go back to Gaga.
No.
No, let's go to Gaga's best friend, Beyonce.
They're best... Well. I doubt they're best friends.
What do you want from Beyonce in 2015? I'd like her to at least think of Michelle.
Williams?
Yeah.
Or Obama?
Both.
I mean, probably thinking more about Michelle Obama than Michelle Williams.
No, I'm thinking Michelle Duggar. How many really? Babies do you think Michelle Duggar, Queen of Pop, will have in 2015?
She'll probably have three more babies in 2015.
Are you going to bet on it?
No.
Bet on it.
Unless they're triplets. Oh. I think the doctor told Michelle Duggar she can't have kids anymore.
What doctor?
Her doctor.
She got one?
I would hope so.
Are they allowed to?
One of her kids is probably a doctor.
Religion. Okay, probably. They got like a whole pharmacy.
Can
there.
We go? I'm done with Michelle Duggar. Let's go back to Beyonce.
Let's do predictions for every Duggar child.
Well, you know, Jessa just got married.
Who?
Literally.
Are they all J names?
Yeah.
No.
Jim Bob.
Okay, what's Jim Bob up to in 2015?
That's the dad.
Okay, yes.
I know way more.
I bet he's going to bald a little bit.
He's already doing it.
Well,
he's got 21 kids in counting.
It's a safe prediction.
Yeah, they all have J names. My mom watches
okay,
Duggars.
You know what? Mm. Can we play a game? Pull up the Wikipedia for the Duggars.
Things are taking a turn.
I would like to go on that turn. Let's see how many Duggar children I can name in 1 minute. If they all have J names. Wait, are you ready? And then if I say them, you have to bold it. And so let's see if I can get them all.
I have to bold it?
Are you ready?
Yeah, ready. There's 19.
Okay. Jim Bob.
That's the dad, and I
already
told you that.
Are you timing me?
How much time do you want?
I'm setting a timer.
This sounds like the worst game ever.
Set timer, 1 minute. Oh my god, this is the most fun I've had all day. Oh wait, no, my Siri is taking that sentence too. Oh wait, and this one also. Okay, got
Siri.
Which
robots are taking over?
Set timer, 1 minute. Okay. Oh, it's on. Jim Bob. Jacob. Jim. Jessica, Jaden, Jared, Jennifer, Jen, Jason, Judy, Jalila, Jeremy, Jaden, Jesus, Jasper, Juden, Jacob, John, Johnny? Jonathan?
Is this over yet?
We got 22 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Juniper? Julep? Julep? Like a mint julep?
Oh.
Jupiter.
You're just repeating the same name.
Job.
Job Duggar.
Yeah, the religious names. Jordan. Jason. Jacob. Job. Booba.
I hate.
Did I do
You
that?
Said Jacob and Jason three times, and those were like the only
okay,
names
wait,
you
how
got.
How many did I get?
Three.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
My
prediction is they suck.
You missed Joshua, Jana, Jill, Ginger, Joe.
Ginger is not with a J.
Yeah.
There's no way. There's absolutely
Ginger
no way.
With a J.
Well.
Josiah.
If there's one crime against humanity, it's that they spelled Ginger with a J.
Joy, Jedediah, Jeremiah,
oh
James, Jackson, Joanna, Jordan with a Y.
Okay, well, now that we're on J names, let's do some predictions for Jesse J.
Oh, yeah, this sounds
what
great.
A smooth transition.
Thank God you moved on. I was so over the Duggars.
Will America embrace Jesse J in 2015? That's
you
the
know
question.
That's all I've wanted for
that's
a long
question.
Time.
I mean, I embrace her. I think the gays like her.
I have actually embraced her.
Yeah.
With a hug.
Physically.
Physically.
You, against her will.
You know that I said Domino is in, like, my top five favorite pop songs ever.
Yeah, it's good.
And she's a great singer. I just wish, like, I don't know. She has so many good songs for her to be this underappreciated in the States.
It's something strange. It's something. There's some type of conspiracy.
I thought you were
going
to say something big.
Something big. Speaking of something big, Shawn Mendes. What do you think for Shawn Mendes in 2015?
Is he a pop queen?
Yes. I love him.
I think he's going to be up something
yeah,
big.
Yeah, no. Something's going to happen. I think he might be the next. Like, where Austin Mahone kind of didn't become the next Justin, I think Shawn Mendes has the opportunity.
I think you want me to make a, like, blanket statement.
Yes.
I think, like, this, like, teeny pop, like, might take a hike in 2015.
What do you think is going to replace it?
Like,
folksy acoustic?
They're going to be, like, done with the Biebers.
You know what? You know what 2015 should
done
be?
Done with the, like...
Maybe we create a new genre.
Of music?
So, like, a holiday music,
mm-hmm.
but not Christmas.
But all year round.
Yes.
Where are you going with this?
I'm trying to
idea?
Like maybe they instead of a Christmas album, somebody does like a St. Patrick's Day album or like a Thanksgiving album or like a summer album. I guess summer albums exist.
Katy Perry only does summer albums, and you know that.
Okay, well, if I were to get one Christmas album next year, you know who I would want it from?
Beyonce?
Adele.
Oh, she's gonna put out a real album.
Okay, you think? I mean, it's the year. You know who we haven't heard much from?
Rihanna.
Oh my God, Jinxie.
Are you
in my brain?
I refuse to get out of there.
I am going to need resuscitation if she drops an album.
I heard she's going to do a Beyonce.
Is she?
And she's going to like drop a re-release.
Stop.
What if she called her albums re-releases even though they were the like first album?
Maybe. You know what I would have a prediction of for 2015? Maybe she'll reproduce.
Rihanna's having a baby in 2015?
You heard it here. Maybe first. I don't know if you've heard it before.
No.
Okay, more importantly, what is Fergie up to?
No, I'm not done with Rihanna.
What about Shania Twain? Who's going to have a Vegas residency?
Whose bed are your boots going to be under?
You know what? Any man of mine
would like boots under his bed.
Right.
I like that. I like what you did there.
No, where are you going? Lord?
I still want to talk about Rihanna.
Okay, what about Rihanna? I think she's going to drop some type of, like, electronic reggae.
Ew.
Hyundai.
That sounds awful.
Well, I didn't say it would be a good year for
what's
Rihanna.
The one where she's like, call the sheriff, ra-pump-a-pump-pump?
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she released it as a single. Man Down.
Man Down, ra-pump-a-dump, ra-pump-a-dump.
We don't have the rights for that. Please stop singing.
I was perfectly...
Unless it sounded kind of like a Christmas remix.
A rump-a-pump-pump. a Rihanna remix.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she's going to drop a Beyonce-style album?
I don't care.
Out of the Dark.
I don't care.
When did you stop caring about Rihanna?
If you could get one Beyonce drop from any artist tomorrow, who would you want it to be? Sarah Bareilles? Katy Perry.
Oh, my God. What is Sarah Bareilles going to do in 2015?
You know.
She could have a follow-up to The Blessed Unrest.
What's that?
Her latest album.
Oh, I must have missed
it. It came out in 2013, so that means she could technically do an album in 2015. I just literally got so excited.
You know who I would like a drop from?
Who?
I mean, obviously Gaga, but like, I wouldn't mind a Kelly Clarkson drop.
I think she's going to do it.
I mean, she's not the type to just drop. If I'm going to hope for something in life,
mm-hmm.
it's that she won't do another country album. I want her to just do another.
I think she's going to be back, and I think she will have an album in 2015.
I want pop, like.
I think it's going to be like SUBG meets
mm-hmm.
What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger.
I would like that in my
life. And it's going to go to number one again, and it's going to be another number one for
her. Listen,
and I think
she
she'll do well at the Grammys again,
if she
too.
Wants to do another country song, she can put it in the deluxe album as a bonus track. Okay?
I don't see why why doesn't she do an a la, like, a Red a la Taylor Swift and do a, like, havesy-havesy.
Mm.
I think that would be smart of her.
Okay, well, then I guess we have to get
her on the phone. Let's call
Okay,
Kelly.
Let's phone her in. No, let's get to Taylor Swift since we're just right there.
We're right there.
What's happening with Taylor?
Oh, 2015 is going to be big for her.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
I think she's going to ride the success of 1989 into the new year.
Do you think she's going to have chart success, though?
I do. I really do. They've got to be real smart with these single choices.
She doesn't usually have it, except for, like, first single from the album.
Truly.
True or false?
Yeah. Well, it's hard to judge that because Red was her first, like, step kind of toward the pop
right,
world.
So this could be a new era of chart possibilities.
Yeah, and I mean, on the Hot 100,
pop
songs do better on the Hot 100 generally than a country song. So
well done.
This is her. I mean, she's already got two number ones off of 1989.
That's a good start.
I think she could go the way of Teenage Dream, Katy Perry.
That would be incredible.
I don't know if she could do five number ones. I definitely think the album has another one.
I can't list three more songs from the album that could go number one.
I'm very
that are not like single drops. You know what
she
I mean?
She could do a style, and it would go number one. I think. I think she's going to be careful because people are pushing her to release.
What if she did a style re-release
with Rihanna?
With
re-release
Harry Styles?
No. And he sings what? The bridge?
I don't know. I'm not here to do logistics. I'm just creative.
I'm just like, a lot of people really love Wildest Dreams, and I don't know how well
that's
it would
do. That's not going to go number one on
it's harder with a slower song. You know right. that.
I do know that. You know that. I know that.
You know I know
Lord
that.
Lord knows.
Speaking of Lord.
Where? What?
Will
go.
She have the follow-up to Pure Heroine in 2015?
Yes, of course, of course, of course. What do you think is going to happen between Lord and Taylor?
Lord and Taylor?
The store.
Oh my god, I literally just realized Lord and Taylor.
Are you kidding? You're not there for that? You didn't know?
Oh my god.
Do you think they're gonna have a fight?
Lord and Taylor? I don't picture Taylor.
What about Barnes and Noble?
I don't really picture Taylor fighting with any, like a Lord or like a Lena Dunham.
Lord knows.
I think it's gonna be like the premiere of Girls. Taylor Swift's gonna be there.
Oh gosh.
Maybe even Lord. Maybe they'll dance to the Lena Dunham rap that we spoke about on this podcast and they ripped off of us.
Literally. Taken.
Taken 3.
Hashtag Taken. What's his name?
Liam Neeson.
Lena Dunham. Oh. A Lena Dunham follow-up to Taken, where she plays Liam Neeson.
I would love that. Taken 4.
2015 is going to be big.
I can't wait.
Wow. Okay, what else is happening in 2015? Anything?
Yeah, a lot.
Oh.
You didn't even talk about the mother to all the lambs.
No.
Mariah Carey.
You know what Mariah's going to do? Well, you know with the Elusive Chanteuse,
yeah.
The latest album, she included artwork, which yeah. was her first and only self-portrait. And it was from when she was what? Like
three.
Six or something? Or
three, I believe.
It was her first and only self-portrait. So I think my prediction for Mariah is that she's going to come back with her second self-portrait, which will be just as good as the first. But
will the album be
but
just
created
as good?
50 years later?
She's not 50.
Check her Wikipedia.
You know they differ her age on Wikipedia.
Yeah, times are tough.
I was going to say, I was listening to Honey by Mariah Carey the other day.
Were you?
Yeah.
Let's make predictions about bees. Do you think they're going to go extinct?
I would hate that.
They say they're going
to. You're going to have to be careful if they do.
You're going to have to be gone.
You're going to need to be better with your jokes.
You're going to have to be nice to me. It's 2015.
You're going to need to.
What?
This was a fun game. The bee game.
Yeah, for real, though. Bees. Here or gone.
Queen bees. Gone. She's taking 2015 off.
Who? Queen bee?
Yeah.
Bay?
Queen bay. You don't think?
Well, I think she's going to spend some time with Blue. What do you think Blue's going to be up to in 2015?
Well, you know, Blue will be 3 in 2015.
I think Blue will be old enough to start ignoring Northwest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's the feud of 2015 you're predicting.
Yes.
Blue Ivy fights with the Antichrist.
Northwest.
And I always feel like it should be like another last name.
I know.
What's North's middle name?
East? South?
No. Probably Chris.
There's no K. What is that? What is that?
That's not okay.
Okay. Okay.
I'm looking up. You talk about something. I have to look up Northwest.
Hello!
Middle name.
Corey's telling me to talk about something. So what's up, you guys? Hey, I'm just hanging out. Are you listening so far? If you are, hey. We haven't done any hashtags, Corey.
I know.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Baby Northwest goes without a middle name.
How iconic. When will your fave?
Never.
Never.
Just like an antichrist to not have a middle name.
Mm-hmm. That is suspect.
So what do you think her and Blue will battle over in 2015? Like a rattle?
A rattle.
A battle.
The rattle battle. Hashtag rattle battle.
Hashtag
get it trending.
Rattle.
There we go. We got one. There.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Good. No, wait. Tweet us with what you think they're going to fight over in 2015. Hashtag rattle battle. Wait, I love it.
What a scandal.
A scandalo.
Now, I think you're ignoring the queen of pop that we have yet to talk about.
Yolanda?
Saldivar?
Yeah.
She's getting released out of
no,
jail.
No, it was fake. It was a fake article.
Oh, God.
It was not a true.
That gave me a fright.
I'm going to say, nobody listening right now knows what we're talking about. Yolanda.
Someone must.
Yolanda is who?
Murdered Selena.
Murdered Selena. And there was a fake article saying that she was getting released early from prison. And Corey and I both screamed.
On good behavior?
Because we've been talking shit about Yolanda for years. And, like, that's the last thing we need is a murderer that we've been talking shit about getting released from prison early.
Right.
God. I'm going to testify.
You know two things about her. One, she's a murderer. Two, she knows how to run a fan account.
I was literally just going to say, she knows how – if she were around – this is dark. But if she were around nowadays, she would definitely be running Twitter fan accounts.
For Selena.
Yeah.
From beyond the grave.
And she'd be tweeting at celebrities telling, deactivate. That's what she'd be tweeting at celebrities. Or delete it. Yeah.
Do people do that?
That's what fan accounts do. Mean things.
Oh, interessante.
Well – you know, what are your predictions for year this year?
Oh, I like this. I like this. My predictions for 2015. Oh, I'm going to look great. I'm going to feel great.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to.
What are you going to do? Get there, Core.
I'm going to do it all. Why do I have to pick? Mm. I'm just going to do it all in 2015.
Okay, well.
I'm going to live.
Oh, wow.
What about you?
Oh, you know, I'm going to live, laugh, love.
So you essentially just stole what I'm going to do.
We can both live. Billions of people will be doing it this year. I guarantee.
You know I'm your number one fan.
What? Okay, Yolanda, calm down.
I might go Yolanda Saldivar on you.
Please, that's not a funny thing. As a Selena stan, you need to bitty bitty be gone.
Hashtag bitty bitty be
gone. Hashtag bitty bitty be gone. Okay, well, you know what? We got a bitty bitty be gone.
I think so.
If you listen this far, thank you so much. If you are wanting to check us out, Corey, how can they find you?
Oh, I am on the internet living.
Living!
At Corey Cool on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Wow.
All of the places.
Wow. You know what? I am also online.
Oh, are you living? Are you living too?
I'm hashtag living online. Bitty bitty be gone. Get me, at me on like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, whatever. Just find Tyler Oakley. And if you're listening on next week's episode, we are going to be giving you guys some advice. So go on over to the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/psychobabble and ask whatever advice you want us to give you. We are going to be taking some of your questions and giving you some of our, you know, our wisdom if we have any. So yeah, head on over to the Facebook and you'll hear maybe your name in next week's episode. And if you've listened this far, thank you so much for the first year of Psychobabble. We're so excited for 2015. We got big things planned, so subscribe. Yes. How easy is it to subscribe, Corey?
It's super easy. Click, click.
Oh, two clicks?
I think actually if you did click, you would re-unsubscribe.
Yeah, please don't unsubscribe.
Just one click.
Yeah, one click will do you. One click. Wait, oh my God, you just told everyone to unsubscribe.
Click, click.
Stop it!
Well, never mind.
Yeah, if it's even number clicks,
right,
you're going to be gone.
But if they're already subscribed, then they would unsubscribe and resubscribe.
Just listen. If you're watching, I don't know how you're doing it because this is a podcast. But if you're listening, subscribe and give us a review on iTunes. And we'll see you guys next time. Okay?
Bye.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.